Favorite color, pink. Favorite food, pizza. Favorite school subject, gym class. Loves to shop. Julie. Favorite color, yellow. Favorite food, tortillas. Favorite school subject, music. Loves boys. Movie week. It is Monday, and Cara's classmates and the kids from her parallel class are in the common room. This week is movie week, and Cara is excited. They are working together across classes. Each group is making a movie on their iPads. "I hope we'll be grouped together," Julie says, and grabs Rose's and Cara's arms. Cara wants to be in a group with her two best friends as well, and Malou. But she knows they have to work with kids from their parallel class as well. Shortly after, they can see the groups on a large blackboard. Cara quickly finds her name in group 5. Julie and Rose are not in her group, but Malou and Benjamin are. "Yay!" Malou exclaims and hugs Cara. "We're in the same group." Cara breathes a sigh of relief. At least she knows someone. She knows who the other two group members are as well. They are called Nana and Gustav. Cara went to the after-school club with them. She likes Nana a lot. They sometimes played together in the club. Cara remembers that Nana was good at coming up with inventive games. "Oh no," Rose says quietly. "I'm in the same group as Laura from our parallel class. I hate her." Rose knows Laura from handball. Laura has long red hair, and she wears clothes that Cara's mum would never allow her to wear. Malou leans towards them. "Didn't Laura accuse you of stealing?" Malou stares at Rose. Rose scoffs angrily. "Yes," she says. "She claimed I took her earrings from the bench in the dressing room when we were at handball."
"You would never steal," Cara says, surprised. She cannot understand that anyone would think that about Rose.
"She didn't have any proof," Rose says. "She's just a stupid liar." Cara agrees that Laura must be a liar. Cara quickly forgets everything about Laura and Rose, because her group is meeting up to figure out what their movie should be about. They sit down at a table. Nana smiles at Cara. Her glasses are square and her hair is very short.
"This is a good group," Nana says. "I've been really excited about this."
"So have I," Cara says and smiles shyly. The others nod.
"You're so good at making movies, Nana," Malou sighs, and tells them about a short film Nana made and put on YouTube.
Cara has heard that Nana is good at filming. Cara thinks she is lucky because she's in a group with Nana. Nana smiles happily and straightens her back.
"I think we should make a documentary."
"What's a documentary?" Malou asks.
"It's like a movie about reality," Nana says, and straightens her glasses.
"We could make a documentary about bullying." Nana looks at Cara.
"That's a good idea," Cara says. "It is exciting making a movie about something real, and bullying is an important topic."
They work with the group.